Welcome to the Valley Outdoors, and we are happy to have you guys joining us. We have the full house tonight, the full complement. We got Don,
myself, we're here,
and the big guy. We call him Mr. Patrick.
Mr. Patrick? Okay.
That's what we're going to call him. Does that work for you, Don?
That works.
Behind the board. Ava's still out. She's tending to her children.
Yes.
Which is
awesome.
Boy, they're
growing quickly, too.
Yes, they are.
Yep.
And we're very proud of that. She's done good. Mama done good, as they say. And we got a lot of fun coming up on the show today. We have some stories. We're going to talk a little Ashkenam, because we're going to take one whole segment to talk Ashkenam. It may go extended, Don.
It could.
We may extend it, because there's some fun stories. And it was a challenge, but we overcame the challenge.
There we go.
Yeah, and okay. We still had fun, so that was a good thing. And we're going to talk, I'm telling you what, talk about missing a turn. This is a bad deal when it comes to skiing. Don't miss a turn. It could be your last. Keep that in mind. We'll tangle that a little bit out there. We'll be back with River Valley Outdoors right after this.
Does your family need a break from the daily routine?
Hello, I'm Dr. Spruce. If you or someone you know needs a healthy dose of nature, visit discovertheforest.org and trade in the big screen for the big blue sky by visiting a local park or forest near you.
Hiking, picnicking, swimming, orienteering, climbing, admiring wildlife, or inhaling fresh air may result in heightened creativity, feelings of joy, harmony, satisfaction, and a euphoria that can only be explained as oneness with the natural world.
Whoa.
Eric Olson here, professional walleye tour champion, avid outdoorsman, and host of the Valley Outdoors radio show. Aquatic invasive species, or AIS, threatens not only our rivers and lakes here, but everywhere we boat. They come in many forms, and they love to hitch a ride to the next body of water on your boat or trailer. Join me to stop the spread of AIS by cleaning all weeds and aquatic material from your trailer before leaving the launch ramp. Drain live wells and clean areas that don't drain completely. Plus, don't forget to pull the plug. Clean, drain, dry. Together, we can make a difference.
Good to see you, Donald. Good to be back in studio.
Yeah, it's good to be seen.
And we're going to talk a little bit about the trip, fishing trip, later on in the show. That'll be fun.
Yeah.
And, you know, when it comes to fall, it can be a challenge to what you want to do on a weekend because there's a lot going on, right? The fishing right now is picking up. The August doldrums for me this August were just horrible. I didn't get to where I wanted to go to fish. And then the local fishing was not good. It was crap, to say the least.
Tough.
It was really difficult, and I didn't spend enough time going for sunfish and crappie, which I should have. I was being bullheaded, trying to make something out of nothing with walleye, and of course, I just failed miserably. I'll be first to admit it. It is possible to, I mean, as pros, we've been doing it for a long time. You do have that scenario that comes up. If there's a tough bite, you're going left when they went right, you know, unless you're on the water. And that's the other thing, too. Unless you're on the water 2 days a week or 3 days a week, and you're consistent with that, it's difficult to follow what's going on.
Right.
And, you know, a couple hours here and there doesn't really give you that ability.
Well, that's why you hope to have friends.
Yeah, exactly. Lots of them that have boats right. That have been out there. So that's going to be important. So that's going to be one of those things you got to try and deal with. But, you know, Sundays come on, and that's one of those things that there's football going on, Don.
Right.
And the weather can be gorgeous. And there's so many things to do. It's like, well, we got to make it back for the football game. And I'm like, you know what? There's some memories that can be made on a Sunday every single time. This Sunday, it's going to be great because the game's at what? 8 a.m.
Well, if you're in Minnesota, it is.
Yeah, 8 a.m. in Minnesota.
On Monday, isn't it? Is it Sunday night or Monday night?
I don't know. Maybe it's Monday night.
Sunday morning.
Sunday morning. There it is. The definitive word. Sunday morning, and I thought it was Sunday morning.
Well, it'll be over 8 a.m. when I see it. So.
Yep, London town, as they say. Well, but the point really comes down to football or fishing, football, fun in the woods, football, or doing just about anything outdoors. It's, you know, you can watch the football game later, but to spend the day on the water or spend the day in the woods, that's priceless. And I will say this, unless I'm sitting in front of the front of the TV and I happen to be sitting down, I'm just going to say, I want to be outside and doing something outdoors, and it's going to be good.
Now, well, especially when you have really good weather.
Yep.
And it's in the fall. We're getting into October. I mean, the leaves are starting to turn, and the next few weekends are going to be pretty phenomenal. So if you get a chance, even if you're going for a hike.
Well, yeah, and you know what's funny? The overnights aren't extreme, right? They're not extreme as far as temperatures go. You're not talking multiple, you know, like teens. You're talking mid-30s. By the time you get up, 8 o'clock, to get up, and if you want to get out, the fish aren't going to be chomping at the bit at your normal 6 a.m. because it's still dark. But you're going to find that it really does. It's just nice. It does make you feel good when you get done, rather than what did you do when you got done on Sunday? I sat down and watched a football game all day, and that's what I did.
Got frustrated.
It got frustrated. Well, yeah. That's a given. Because you don't know who's going to show up. If you're a Minnesota fan, you don't know who's going to show up.
Yeah.
Now, if you're a Packer fan.
I'm sure the Michigan fans are pretty upset last week.
Oh, boy. if you're a Packer fan, you oftentimes don't know who's going to show up either, to be honest. It gets a little frustrating. So, yeah, something to keep in mind, and I think that's an important element to this. So, one note, Don, that I saw that was a story that you got to – can't make up. A renowned U.S. mountaineer missing after falling off the world's eighth highest peak. Nepalese helicopter rescues were going on this last Tuesday for famed U.S. climber, and her name is Hillary Nelson. She fell near a peak, and so that's one of those things that comes up is obviously the peak in the eighth highest mountain. So that's kind of tough. It's called Mount Manaslu. And there was an avalanche also at the same area that took over several climbers. Took them right off the mountain. So this is the strange part, though, Don. When I said if you make a right turn, make sure you continue the right turn and you make the right turn. She was skiing down from the 26,775-foot summit with her partner, Jim Morrison, when she fell off the mountain. Fell off the mountain. According to... the Kathmandu-based the La Nepal Trek that organized outfitted the expedition, that's what they say, bad weather hampered the rescue efforts, and hundreds of climbers and local guides were attempting to reach the summit during the autumn climbing season. All the climbers that were caught in the avalanche were accounted for. Some injured were flown to Kathmandu. Apparently what happened was she was making a left-hand turn and her skis slid out from underneath her.
She went off.
Caught an ice patch and went bye-bye, which is unfortunate. And one of those things that I look at is the Sherpas there to help. Those are experienced people. She's from Telluride. She's climbed tons of different mountains in the world. And she summited Mount Hatsi, the world's fourth highest mountain, in 2018. Obviously, hearts go out to those people, and
how'd she fare? Was she killed?
They haven't found her yet.
They haven't found her
they
yet.
Have not found
oh
her
my
yet.
Goodness!
So, hearts go out to the family of Hillary, and hope that rescue comes out, and obviously, as best as can be possible. So, well, tell you what, stay tuned. We're going to be right back. We're going to talk a little Ashkenam and fishing trips. If you like entertainment, you probably want to stick around. Welcome back, everybody. And as we always like to do is invite you guys to check us out on The Valley Outdoors. And where else, Donald?
Well, on Facebook at The Valley Outdoors.
Absolutely. Lots of cool things on The Valley Outdoors. Again, if you're looking for places to go, the DNR has tons of different indications as far as colors, where the fall colors are. You name it, they've got it on there. We have that on our website. Simply click on the state you want to go to. It'll click you right to the DNR website, and you can find it from there. So pretty cool stuff. Let's just jump into it, Don.
Okay, let's do it.
A trip that we've been touting for the whole summer.
Right.
And the weather wasn't too bad.
No.
It wasn't bad. We had one day of wind the last day we were there.
It wasn't bad.
No. It was only 25 mile an hour.
Wasn't we that
get hot? Yeah, You weren't on the main lake. I went when I hit Namekin, it was a different story.
Okay.
So obviously Michelle and Judd, fantastic hosts, great facility at Ashkenam. The bar, their pizza, I mean, we polished off 6 pizzas in nothing flat, and these are big pizzas, and they are outstanding. I mean, they make them there.
That's the last night.
And they were tremendous. So that was a lot of fun. Pool table, their main lodge is just fantastic.
Lots to look at.
Yep. The big TV screen's up there, so you can watch anything you want. The illustrious Vikings were on there, happened to be there. And that was on the Monday night, I believe.
They have a lot of nice mounts.
Oh, it's unbelievable. But it's not just deer.
Right, no.
It's multiple animals from all over the world.
Right.
And really a cool place. So, yeah, very neat. I think the other thing I like about that area is that it is protected 100% of the time from the wind, when you don't have to worry about your boat being beat up because it's in a no-wake zone. That's awesome. I really do like that when you've got, you know, nice boats, rough water, wind, and everything. You like to be able to pull in and not have any hassles. That is absolutely fantastic. Plenty of dock space. Cords for everybody. That's one of the big things that oftentimes you don't have enough of going to resorts is the ability to charge your boat.
Right.
And that is a big problem. And so we resolved that. And that was awesome. Got there. Everything was taken care of. Boat stocked. Everything ready to rock and roll. And, of course, thanks to North America Branding, we were powered by North American Branding. And the guests all got a pretty cool prize package. Mm-hmm. Rods, reel, hats, cooler, headlamps. I mean, rod slicks.
Couple undersized shirts.
Jerseys. Yep, absolutely. And for some.
For some. I said a couple.
And, yep. And really just and super awesome limited edition hats, the whole 9 yards for Mountain Dew. So really thank North America Branding for that. They did a great job and helped us out there. So if you ever have any needs, look it up, North America Branding, and they can help you out with any branding needs. So big deal for them. And we kicked off first morning. Obviously, breakfast.
Well, let me explain a little bit how we do this. There's four guests,
yep,
and we have 4 boats. And we draw cards to see who's going to fish with who, at least on the first day.
Yep.
And the whole the idea is that each of the guys gets an opportunity to fish with each of the guys in their boats. Because yep, we all fish a little differently. And you and Raylo, you're driving those
the
Bentleys.
Big old Vexus.
Yeah. And so, they all wanted to have the opportunity to ride around in one of those. I've never got that opportunity yet. Anyway.
Was there something going on there? I didn't know if that
you
was.
You didn't notice it? No.
Do you have something in your throat?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, but anyway, the guys that showed up, and we'll just go by first name here, but we had Rich from New Richmond, Minnesota. We had David, and I can't remember the name of the little town. It's up northwest of Wilmer.
Mm-hmm.
He come along, as did Gary from yep, Pierce, South Dakota.
Yep,
he was a good time. And then we had Cuddy from Mankato.
Yep,
Cuddy is a character. Cuddy yep, brought along a friend.
Yep,
which we had to make an exception for, and we made it work. But and that was Chuck, and I believe he's from Wasika.
Super nice guys.
Super yep, nice guys. We had a great time.
Yep.
You can tell us about the fishing.
So this is how stories end up going, generally, fishing stories. Raylo got up there. He's one of the guys that has the other Vexus. He has a DBX-22. He got up there a day early. He and Gary went out
yep,
early, and they caught a bunch of fish. They were jig wrapping, which is my favorite way to go. I was so excited. Just over the top. They didn't keep any fish. And I thought, oh, that's not a good thing.
Right.
Always a bad thing. You get a bunch and not keep them. That's a problem. And especially because we're going to have a fish dinner. That's the main reason. Not that
right,
we're looking to take a bunch of fish home. And what ends up happening is the next day, you know, I'm all charged up. I got my jigging wraps ready and we're out there. And Raylo takes off and I go to a different spot. Just, I want to make sure we get our bases covered. I wasn't going to follow him around and just kind of matched up on structure. And I'm looking for fish and he's looking for fish in the same spots. And
I was looking for fish in Namekin.
And the fish in those type of spots with the sharp drops, they were vamoosed, shall we say, as walleye are known to do on a whim. And apparently it was just a little bit of a chill that, pulled them off of those spots, and we ended up resulting in having a more difficult day. Caught fish, I caught probably 12 or 13 fish, but made it difficult because there wasn't a lot over 15 inches that were caught.
Right.
And so that made it a little difficult.
We did eat fish, not the first night. No, it was the second night.
Yeah, we'll get to that. Now, I believe the first day... Oh, it was the second day. Sorry, first day, I forget who I had with me, but it was a more difficult day. We caught fish. Second day, I had Cuddy and Chuck, and that's when we got the 42-inch pike. And that fish literally tore him up. I mean, I'm thinking, this is... It didn't run like a pike. It felt like... It looked like a big walleye.
Yeah.
As far as the fight, it was... just bulldogging him. It wasn't doing the long runs. It wasn't doing any of that. It just stayed at it, and it was just driving and driving. And I'm thinking, this is a massive walleye. And then it comes up, and it didn't. I kind of stutter stepped, and so I wasn't sure what was going to happen. So we ended up getting that fish in the net, and 42 inches. It was massive, fat, big head on it. I mean, when I did see it coming at me, when I'm putting the net down, I went, wow, that's a big fish. So that was a highlight. That was a personal best. So that was kind of cool.
And we want you to check that out because we're going to put a picture of that, and I've got proof in video.
And we're going to have video on the website as well.
Of you actually catching that. I showed that to my son. He goes, wow, that's a pretty boat.
Well, there is that. Yep, there is that. I was pretty excited, I will say that. I You know what, Don? It's weird. I've had somebody tell me this before. We've done a lot of different TV shows, and I get just as excited now as when I was a little kid when I catch fish.
Yeah.
I mean, I truly get excited. I get excited for the people that are catching them.
Oh, yeah.
I just get excited to have that. I mean, right now, it's just like you relive it, and you're like, you feel it, you know? And that's the fun that comes into going with somebody and being able to help them get a personal best. Because I had a feeling when it came in the boat, it was a personal best, and he was pretty darn excited.
Yep.
He asked for the photos, and I took a bunch of photos, you know, and I sent them all, and he's like, thanks so much. It was awesome, you know. Yeah. Pretty exciting things.
It's a fish of a lifetime. That's bigger than any pike I've ever caught.
That's a big pike. It was a big pike, big mouth on it. So got done with that day, caught a bunch of fish, brought them home, got them cleaned up. We're starting, you know, we're getting the fish so we can have a fish fry. And I think that was one of the days that it threatened to rain, and then it would rain, and then not rain. You think you're okay, and then it would threaten to rain. You put your rain gear on again, and then it wouldn't rain, and then it was just nonstop.
It would drizzle for 3 minutes and then stop.
Yeah, and then
the sun
would
come out.
And then it would rain, like real rain, and then stop. And like, come on, make up your mind. And so I spent most of my time in cab, and we worked back and forth on several areas. Now, one of the issues on the third day for me was, and this is a shout out to the guys at Amped, Matt at Amped. I had gotten the boat about a week and a half earlier, and the guy that he's buying the boat, he's getting possession of the boat. He had the boat and was fishing with it, using the bow mount, doing everything for probably 2 or 3 days. Then I had it at cab for 3 days. At middle of the third day, the battery went dead, and I'm like, oh boy, I have an odd feeling, I know why. Sure enough, that whole time where the battery was being plugged in and charged, the charger that was hooked up did not charge it. So we went literally 5 days on the two parallel length 36-volt amped lithium batteries. That was crazy.
That's impressive.
Just hooked the charger up, works like a charm. They're charged up. But yeah, that in my mind was impressive. So then the fourth day I went out and had to back troll with the main engine, had to back troll with the kicker, back troll with the main engine. And I was impressed with that as well. But one of those things where we really, we had a good time, and it was a lot of fun. Really had a fun time. So
I think the guys had a good time too.
I think so.
Yep.
We ended up eating fish. We had good food. You guys cooked some great breakfasts and dinners. Mark made a great recipe. We need to get that recipe so we can put that on the website as well.
Oh, for our baked walleye?
Baked walleye was the most amazing walleye I've ever had.
Yep.
Honestly, it was fantastic.
Yep.
So congrats to the guys. Thanks to everybody that registered. And who knows, we might do it again next year. Hang tight. We're back with more Valley Outdoors. Ashkenam Resort on Ash River in northern Minnesota is a destination you're looking for. Ashkenam offers everything for the angler or family vacation with access to Lake Cabotogama, Namekin Lake, and the gateway to Voyageurs National Park. Thousands of acres of clean, refreshing water all available to you. This is your destination for your next fishing trip or family vacation. Check us out on thevalleyoutdoors.com. Do I need to say walleyes, northern pike, and crappies?
For the angler that has everything, or just thinks everything, grace your palm with the feel of a custom fishing rod made to your specs from Patriot Custom Rods. It will soon become a cherished tool in your hand, providing the sensitivity and feel you have long dreamed of. Patriot Custom Rods are specially designed to your species of fishing, rod weight, colors, grip type, and length. Treat yourself or someone else to a Patriot Custom Rod. Find us on thevalleyoutdoors.com.
Hey, Don, I was remiss. We need a couple other things we need to talk about, too, about the trip. I know Rich went with me, got a personal best walleye. It wasn't that big, but 22 inches at that trip because of the difficulty was a big deal, so he was pretty excited about that. And the bite itself was similar to past years. We played around with fish as techniques. We ended up small spinner, crawler harness is the only way you could keep them on, but I switched to minnows one day, and it made a big difference. So we ended up catching them on minnows. You got some crappies too.
We did. Well, we found a spot. We didn't get a lot, and they weren't real big. You know, I'd just come the week before from Canada, and we're catching 13 and 14 inch crappies, and now we're looking at a big one being 11. So, you know, it's what I'm throwing back in last week, and we did keep a couple of them. We actually caught some like 12 inch perch. But we were bobber fishing. Last day, that was one of the days it was drizzle and stop wind, the windy day, and we had a lot of drizzle. And I was with Gary, and we just kind of visited most of the day. I put her on spot lock, and we found a couple of spots. Mark wasn't that far away from me, and he'd caught a few fish too. But we caught several species doing that, but the size just wasn't
there. Yeah, it wasn't there.
The night before, I had been there with Rich too, and I think he picked up a nice 19-inch walleye.
Live bait was the deal.
Yeah,
we had to have live bait.
I normally don't use live bait. The previous weekend, used any at all.
Well, Canada's a little different.
Yeah,
when you're in a neutral to negative bite, you've got to have live bait, and that made all the difference in the world. It really did. And of course, necking down, putting a small spinner. So if you have difficulty in controlling a boat, if you're trying to hold it slow fast, just make sure you have a spinner that can actually hold that rotation, and that will keep the bait active. And also, when I changed it up, I actually started blowing up the night crawler to keep it above the bottom, because sure, there's a lot of wood in the area that we were fishing.
Yep.
So we ran a bottom bouncer and a crawler with this little tiny spinner, and it was a fiber spinner, so it doesn't sink. And that was a real crucial piece and part to that whole deal. So I did run down to Namekin, though. I did run a long way down Namekin.
In fact,
I went all the way down to Jug Island, which I don't know if you know where Jug is, but I went past where you were talking about twin alligators. You come out the chute and you keep going.
Yeah.
And marked monster fish in there. Could not get them to go. And part of the problem was, obviously, I'm no bow mount. So I'm trying to, you know, position the boat with a kicker motor and deal with the main engine. And I'm thoroughly impressed with how the troll control worked with that, trying to back troll. But I was back trolling my Vexus in foot and a half, two and a half foot waves, and was able to dial in that and keep us there. But, you know, if you have a situation where you're trying to really get a presentation and it's difficult, the boat handling is difficult, just go with a heavier bouncer and just make sure your bait's down in the bottom. And, you know, I went with a 2 ounce, and we can go 3 ounce if you wanted to. And I think that's really the key that will help you understand that in windy conditions, a lot of times just getting the bait down there, the fish are going to bite. But just getting the bait down and making sure it stays down is the key. So
yeah, I was using a 2 ounce bottom bouncer, and that's probably the heaviest bouncer I've used.
Well, we're dealing with 32 feet of water right. up to 17, 18. So you're better to go to the deepest aspect and then just let it pull up to the top. And we found that the fish are moving up back and forth on the break and off the break in that one area that we were at, mm-hmm. and really working that break pretty heavily. And the fish were there. You know, but there weren't monsters by any means. But and then the last day, I just drove the shoreline and marked fish, Don. I just kept, and I keep going. And then on my way back, I hit the spots that I marked fish, and then I ended up getting a nice crappie. I ended up getting that 22-inch walleye and a couple other fish in the meantime. But it was difficult, and trying to control without a bow mount in those conditions was just difficult beyond belief. So that made it, shall we say, A challenge. But fun nonetheless. And I hope you guys next year, if we do this again, who knows, you'll be able to register again.
Lucky enough to go. Yeah. We have a great time. Trust me. We have a great time.
Big news coming out of the duck stamp world. As you know, Don, this goes through every year, the Federal Duck Stamp Award for the Art Contest. And this year it was won by, again, a Minnesota artist, Joe Houtman. He's won a couple times, don't you think? I think he's more than one time. The winner is the duck stamp, and a painting of three tundra swans flying over a wetland. If you have a chance to look at it, I think maybe we should pull it and put it on the website. It's absolutely gorgeous. I think, in my opinion, it's one of the most beautiful duck stamps I have seen. Well, that's about wrapped up for us, don't you think, Don?
It's a show.
It's a show. Well, hopefully you join us again next week. Check out the website. And for Eric, Don, and the big man behind the counter, we are the Valley Outdoors, and we're out of here.